This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. 99 years ago today, on June 28, 1914, something happened in Sarajevo that sent shockwaves around the world. The Austrian Archduke Franz Ferdinand was assassinated, and that led to the First World War, a war in which some 9 million soldiers lost their lives. In the UK, plans are already underway for the 100th anniversary. And the British government has been taking flak over its plans for the centenary, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Britain may be bogged down in a big austerity drive, but it's still going to spend $75 million on the commemorations. Prime Minister David Cameron says the centenary is too important to ignore.
There is something about the First World War that makes it a fundamental part of our national consciousness. Put simply, this matters not just in our heads, but in our hearts.
Oh, 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 it's a lovely war.
But will the centenary programme just pander to a popular perception reinforced by the musical Oh, What a Lovely War and the TV comedy Blackadder that in World War I Britain just stumbled from one insane blunder to another?
A brilliant new tactical plan to ensure final victory in the field.
Would this brilliant plan involve us climbing out of our trenches and walking very slowly towards the enemy, sir?
Some military historians claim that, like Blackadder, Britain's centenary plans focus too much on British defeats, on the carnage, on what many see as the conflict's utter futility.
The First World War was certainly tragic, but it was not futile. It was a war of national survival, and it became a war of liberation.
Military historian Professor Gary Sheffield. He's worried the centenary will play down the most important fact about the war from the point of view of Britain and its allies. They won it.
We need to recognise what a huge national achievement it was for the country to come through the war victorious.
Sheffield says Britain and its allies were defending themselves against German aggression. Max Hastings is author of a new book about World War I called Catastrophe 1914. He's also critical of Britain's centenary planners.
Their view seems to be to just regard this as an occasion for hand-wringing and say, oh God, wasn't it all awful and we were all to blame, not wanting to upset today's Germans.
A senior government minister has said, we don't want this to turn into an anti-German festival. We'd rather take a non-judgmental approach. But that, says Hastings, is an insult to modern Germany, which has fully faced up to its militaristic past. Britain's centenary events need not be triumphalist, he says, but they must be truthful.
If it's just going to be another occasion for saying, oh God, and singing, oh, what a lovely war, well, it will all be an awful waste of money and time and political attention.
He says Britain's commemoration should at least acknowledge that British soldiers died in a cause worth fighting for. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.